That is where you fail.
Fail Robert's test.
I have a lot of tests. I liked to test as a kid.
Maybe that's why
at school.
Maybe that's why your child is hitting everybody.
Yeah. Could be
all your tests.
There are a fair amount of tests at home, so yeah, I can see where that would be a problem.
He's testing them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's testing all around. Like, he's obviously my kid because he loves testing us.
Testies.
Why did you have to make it filthy?
Duh.
Why you got to bring it down to the gutter like that?
Because that's what we do here.
That's what you do here. I try and keep this shit classy.
Wow.
Oh,
what a lie.
I must be on the wrong podcast.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this, are we talking about wrestling or is this a different show?
Is this AEW or is this AE? I suddenly have some standards.
Waiting for this to finish.
standards.com.
Okay, I suddenly have some standards.com is a pretty good name for a podcast. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It is pretty good. Everyone needs to pay me for marketing. Everyone in the world.
That would be good money.
It would be.
In theory. But then eventually, like, the tobacco companies would come calling, and you'd have to be like, do I want the money? Or do I want to, like, have self-respect?
Well, if they call me, I'd be
like, what's the deal here? Hey, what if we want to market cigarettes to kitty cats?
Like, great.
How are you going to feel about that?
Go right ahead. Because if a cat can get their hands on a fucking cigarette or even a wallet.
They especially make them for their paws. Like, you don't need opposable thumbs for these cigarettes.
Listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If a cat can actually do it, then it's their life, it's their choice, and I support them.
Yeah.
Jesus, when did you become a crazy-ass libertarian?
Look, cats have every right to destroy their lives as everyone else. Okay? Mm-hmm. So,
look, it doesn't matter if it's an underage cat. If there's grass on the... If there's fur on the... There's fur on the... Okay, hold on. No, I got this. I'm going to make this pedophile joke work, okay?
Please do, because they're always funny. So please do. they're always worth it.
I think we can agree that all our mutual comedy heroes like Chris D'Elia, Jeffrey Ross, all think pedophilia is very funny and therefore.
Therefore, it's worth the wait. So finish the joke. We'll be here because we believe in you.
Okay, so like a cat, you like pet a cat. So like a pedophile. Pedophilia.
I don't know if there's a.
No, we'll get there.
I don't
we'll
know
get
if there's
there.
A path here.
We're just gonna workshop this turn.
Yeah, Calder's got standards.com.
Welcome to AA Double Back for January 25th, 2024. You know what? I need new glasses. I cannot see the little date thing on my screen from 2 feet away.
It's just been a giant blur of like horrible shit. So who cares? Who cares
just,
what
like,
the
life
date
in general?
Is?
It's the Christmas of January, the 25th.
Oh, there you go. That's a nice way to think about it, Calder.
Sure.
I would think of
it's
like
better than the way I put it. Let's just say that.
Well, let us stop thinking about the bad stuff and start thinking about the good stuff, like wrestling.
Occasionally very positive.
You guys, you will not believe the number of middle thumbs I have today.
Oh,
whoa.
You will be shocked.
You're feeling pretty good.
I don't know what it is, but I just like, I walked in and I was like, you know what? Fucking impress me. And,
no impressions.
Not a whole lot. I feel bad, but also.
No. Stick to your guns.
Well, no. The heart is cold.
You're
today.
American. Stick to your guns.
I gotta get some guns first.
And then you'll stick to them.
Then I'll stick to them, yes.
We're going to get some standards.com in here.
Mm-hmm. With some standards.com.
Sweet. Yeah.
I'm going to have to figure out how much of the opening to clip so that we get all that standards.com.
Here's a funny, no, it's not funny, but it's just a thing.
Oh, that's a bad start. I'm very concerned now.
No, it's just, I was just thinking just now in this moment, so I can't really even tell you what it is.
This magic moment.
Just now in this moment, I was thinking, yes, magic moment, you're right.
Different and so new.
That's it's amazing what a difference it makes when your stars don't make an appearance. Now, they had stars on the show, right? Obviously, they had stars on the show tonight. Yes. But we're so used to seeing specific people that really are difference makers for AEW. And wow, you feel the crater.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to put it on the booking, like not having the top guys,
sure,
in air quotes there. It I'm putting it on this fucking audience. And I almost never do this.
Wow.
But they were dead.
And yeah, they were pretty quiet.
Really dragged the show down.
Robert Clark Chan goes to war with the people of Savannah, Georgia.
I'm going to middle the fuck out of everything, including the audience gets a down. That's a down thumb for the audience.
What I think the explanation is that within Georgia, Savannah has all the fancy genteel Southerners, and it's just not, you know, it's untoward for them to be like overly demonstrative. They're all sipping their.
So they got their hand fans.
Yeah.
Mint juleps. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Like that's what you're dealing with.
Middle fucks, as you mentioned, is John Irving's lesser known novel as a follow up to Middlesex. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is curious of a good read, you can't go wrong with Jonathan Irving ever.
How dare you talk down about my extended pedophilia punning when you break out. Look, a John Irving reference.
Look, I'm proud of that joke. Okay. That was a solid ass joke. Mm-hmm. And you're just jealous you didn't come up with it.
No, this is Adam Copeland saying respect and Suzuki going, bah! Walking away.
That was good though.
That was the best.
That obviously got a big thumb up. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the beginning, though.
Today. All right, let's start.
So the beginning, we have Samoa Joe coming into the ring, cutting a promo, cutting some diamonds. Hook comes out in response. And Hook comes out in response, and it's interesting because you're like, oh, shit. Is it going to be as good as the videotaped one he did? And you know what? It's not.
No.
But I can't be mad at him for that. That's not his fault. That's not why he's there. He's not there.
He's like 24 or something like that. He's got years and years to get good.
Yeah, he's not there to cut amazing promos right now. But anyways, he comes out and he's like, last week you won, I lost. And he goes for a handshake, but then he gets in real close. And his voice doesn't change, which I feel like this would have benefited from some sort of vocal change.
Well, his voice will change when he gets a little older.
When it's time to change, you got to rearrange. No one will understand this joke because the Bradys are as dusty as the Dead Sea Scrolls, okay?
But we appreciate you making that effort.
But for the few of us that are old enough to know it, it's just a fun reminder thing we all watched. What?
You're not older than we are. That's not why you're connecting to it better.
Well, I just assume if anybody is listening, they're younger and they're like, what? Mm. What's that?
There are, I can guarantee you, but zero nobody's... young people listening to this podcast.
There's no way.
They have so many better things to do.
Yeah, they got the TikToks to do.
They've got Nintendos. They've got their Super Morios and
Morios. Oh my God! Mori Povich came out with a video game. I'm into it.
Oh yeah!
Super Morios.
The test reveals that you are not the Goomba.
You are not the father. You are not the Goomba. You are not the Koopa Troopa. All right.
That was how we all used to find out who the father was.
That's how I found out who my father was. Kidding. Mori Povich was friends with my parents. I'm kidding. I keyed the David Hasselhoff.
The classic Fred Armisen character, Ferrisito.
That specific line, though, was from... I think Triumph, the insult comic dog. Mm. I can't believe that's love. Anyway. Okay. Samojo, Hook, whatever. I liked Samojo's opening. Was it as spectacular as I was hoping? No. But it was still okay. I gave the whole thing a middle.
There are precious few people that I will be happy to see walk out to cut a promo at the beginning of a Dynamite. And Samoa Joe is one of those people because he just got it. He got it. And it is, by Joe standards, very middle of the road. It's still great, but, you know, it's not a whole lot. And then, Hook didn't add a whole lot to it. Like, I understand why you're doing this. Like, you got to keep the momentum going with him.
Yeah.
But this, I don't feel like it was the way to do it. It was kind of nice the way Joe did it, you know, like, I'm not going to dirty my hands with you, you know, like stick the security on you. And then Hook gets to throw a couple of them around like he's a big deal and whatever. I middled this as well.
What it felt like to me was like Hook like comes into a store trying to return something and he fails. Well, like they just won't take it back because he doesn't have the receipt or the product is too used or something like that, and he's like, well, I had to come in and try. All right,
he just fucks shit up on the way out.
Get him out of here, security.
Fuck this. The world's trying to fuck me today.
What am I gonna do with this air purifier?
Now what do I do? God damn it. Okay, so we all did all these things. Did you thumb it?
I still thumbed it up because I thought Joe was pretty good.
Okay.
Just a ray of fucking sunshine here.
We got Hangman versus Penta. Penta's got the coolest outfit on tonight.
When does he not?
I mean... really though, he's amazing at this. But I love that his outfit is like gold and white and it like has a built-in gold belt. Like that's how you get around the politics of wrestling. Like, I have my own gold belt. No,
that's what the FTW belt is all about. Like, you don't have to receive one from anyone.
Yeah, you just take it. She's like, oh yeah, I get the gold belt in Chonky Cat. Yes. All right.
Her martial art is Wing Chunk.
Chunkin' Master.
So Hangman and Penta have a match, blah blah blah. Penta does his Cero Miedo, and then Hangman tries and fails to do his cowboy shit. And this is where the crowd sucks.
This is, I mean, even the Cero Miedo is real weak. Like, you hear a few people like,
And then nobody picks up on the cowboy shit, so they don't get to do that you know that they wanted to do that bit for like a minute, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't get to do that bit, and we're all the sorrier for it.
This crowd is bullshit.
Yeah. I was like, who doesn't want to go crazy chanting? I mean, look, I go crazy at a fucking movie theater chanting.
It is concerning. Yes. Yeah. We've been thrown out many times for it.
And it's, you know, I wasn't watching a pay-per-view when I did it. You're right. But like, you
choose,
know,
Sophie, fucking choose. Yeah, yeah. Take the boy. Take the boy.
Well, boy's worth more. Boy's worth more.
Well, movie theater manners are really trending towards Teresa, so she's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world is pulling into my gravitational orbit. I'm crashing planes as we speak.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, okay. My point. I love Penta. They talked about his speed and aggression. I loved it. No. And I was bothered that Hangman won. Of course, I know he's going to win. Whatever. I still don't like it.
No.
So I'm just going to say that every time I feel it. But I gave this a thumbs up.
Okay.
It was a good match. It was fun to watch. I enjoyed it very much.
Joe was having a hell of a lot of fun on the announce table.
Oh my God, yes.
He got in the, every once in a while, he just zinged Taz. Who raised him?
I'm talking about who raised this kid?
Also, weirdly, Alex Abrahante's glasses made him look like he was wearing like Groucho glasses. I did not care for those. Another frame choice.
I didn't mind it. Alex, you're still good in my book.
No, he's still great. I love him. I'm not taking anything away from him, but also.
He understands what you're saying. He reads between the lines, you know.
Does he understand that I'm middling this one too? Because yes, Penta and Hangman are real good, but also I just wasn't into this match. It didn't. Mm. And again, a lot of that was the audience, just this dead audience. Like,
it makes a big difference.
I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, it is weird how can an audience affect the stakes of a match so much? And yet they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, this one didn't really have stakes. That they, you know, like,
but really all, talked about. All matches are artificial stakes, right?
That's what we're going to be eating in the future is artificial stakes.
I was going to say that, only I was going to make a vampire joke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know me.
Okay, so pedophilia, like if the cat is like getting pet and
I feel ya. Right, Kitty? She's like, I can't get on board. She's like, someone turned my toy on.
Ugh. Well, if she can't get on board, like, that's my target demo.
I guess you're like, dead in the water.
Edgy cats. That's really the audience I'm going for.
Oh, well, she's not edgy. She's roundy.
That explains it.
Anyways. So, okay.
Anyways, like we're going to be doing anything else other than making stupid jokes and talking.
I don't know why I feel the need to move on so quickly all the time that everything I'm saying is a waste of everyone's time.
Constantly fleeing the scene of some kind of crime.
It is. Yeah. Let me just say this real quick and then flee for my life.
Calder.
I thumbed up the match.
Hey. Mm. 2 for 2.
Yes.
All right, we've got Renee talking to Orange Cassidy. And he's saying that he's setting up a match on Rampage and it's gonna be a bunch of guys getting together, fighting for the belt.
Some friends, some enemies, whatever we got.
He mentioned Adam Page being like, I'm going to wrestle you for your belt. What was that? Was it, oh, God, did I mix that up? Was that not Adam? It was Cowboy Curtis, right?
Yes. Yes, okay. It was Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay, good. Just making sure I got that straight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. He's like, oh, that's like months away. So, whatever. I'm going to keep wrestling. So, I set this up.
And oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. He was talking about Roddy, who mm-hmm. challenged
Roddy,
him.
Roddy, that's it. There we
yeah.
go. Okay. So, yeah. I thought it was funny. Wasn't great, but it was kind of funny. I middle it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, I think Orange is great. Always fun. You know, there's a little bit of banter at the end. Like, it's like, you see Wardlow? He's big.
Yeah.
A lot of meat.
She goes, a lot of meat.
But, yeah, this was just a, here's what's happening next week. You know, it was just exposition. So I was a little bored.
On Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's going to be a match on Saturday.
Yeah. So
whoever wins Friday gets to wrestle for the belt.
For whosoever claims the win shall therefore be in a match.
That's one of my favorite bits from Monty Python when the holy hand grenade. And they would be...
Five is right out.
Yeah, they'll be blown to bits. And these bits, blah, 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 blah. Well, I can't remember it all, but you know what I mean. Somebody look that up and just give yourself a good laugh tonight. You'll be happy you did.
Again, our audience... 201, if they cannot recite it by memory, would take about 30 seconds to piece it all back together and be able to do it. Because that's what we all spent our high school years doing.
No, I don't think I could watch the Holy Grail ever again because of how many times I've already seen it.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah, I know the feeling. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on how much I've said me in my life.
I mean, you are an orthopedic surgeon, so it stands to reason.
Me? I have to have surgery on your knee.
Knee. Oh, my God. Is there a doctor out there somewhere who does that?
You know, somebody had to.
Irritates the shit out of his patients.
Somebody had to. Anyways, all right.
Again. Yeah, enough of this foolishness.
Enough of this bullshit. Enough talk.
did we all thumb this?
I guess I middle this one.
Okay.
We're finally joining the crowd.
Yeah, we're closing in on Calder. we're flanking him on either side, forcing his hand. Okay. The Young Bucks, they're backstage. They got their suits. They're walking along the hallway. Marvez. And I was like, oh, I love this. The days when they would give Marvez so much shit.
Marvez is going to the super kick party, baby.
Yeah.
Let's have it happen.
I know. I was like, oh, they're going to do something to him. But they didn't, which is okay. Yet.
In fact, they did build up suspense. Like they did nice things for him because they were like, you know, we fixed the catering problem. Did you have a nice lunch? Good.
Yeah. Which I love that shit. They're like really playing into the boss situation, you know?
Yep.
Just funny and weird. I thought it was great.
Fantastic.
They when Marvez approaches them, he's like, excuse me, give us the respect we deserve by calling us by our passport names, Nicholas and Matthew. I was like, passport names? That's the best one I've heard yet. Anyway, I thought it was great. Basically, and then they top flights there. And here it is, the Young Bucks show up late and they're given top flight shit because they're assuming they're late, but really they weren't late. but, and they're like, what are you talking about? We've been here since 1 o'clock. What are you talking about? Boop, doop. They're just doing shit. Yep. Just to be shit.
Yeah.
And, it's just funny is all.
It's
and that's
great,
all it needs to be.
Great basic heel work. And
yeah.
And they're doing it to get over, Sting's retirement. So, you know,
it's for a good cause.
Big thumbs respect. Up. Yeah. Yeah. Big thumbs up.
I middled it. I told you. And you know, if you're listening, feel free to just chalk this one up to me being in a mood.
Mm-hmm.
But like even this, like Marvez dragged it down so much for me. I'm just like, oh, God.
What?
Why is my... He did not get super
just
kicked.
Just because he's there?
The only thing he could have done to bring this up would be to boot in the face.
All right, whatever, dude.
I'm not going to apologize.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't ask you to, but I appreciate you being upfront about it.
I felt you wanting it, and I will deny it before it even gets out of your mouth. Calder, what'd you thumb this?
I thumbs this one up.
Yeah, I thumbs it too.
Of course you did.
Yeah, of course we did. It was perfect.
It was great.
Anyway, we have then Trent versus Wardlow. This is interesting. What else do I want to say about it?
What else can you say about a Wardlow
match? What else can I say? I very much enjoyed Trent versus Wardlow. I enjoyed what it is that Trent can do with someone the size of Wardlow.
Mm-hmm.
Just stuff that I don't normally see him do. It's stuff that like we've seen Orange Cassidy do quite a bit, but I never see Trent in the same, doing the same kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think because maybe, I don't know, maybe he doesn't want that like to be his deal, his brand, his whatever. I don't know. But when you're up against a guy like Wardlow, like it's just the fact that he's able to do all these different moves. He's quick. He's light, so he's not gonna like topple Wardlow by doing certain things.
I mean, Trent's not a tiny boy.
No, he's not.
He's sizable.
But I just mean, and I think that's maybe why Orange Cassidy does that stuff more often, because he's like skinnier. And so it makes more sense for him to do certain things.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He was just squirreling around Wardlow, and I just think that's fun. And it made it a much more enjoyable match, because generally I don't get excited about a Wardlow match. And I wasn't excited about this one, but I very much enjoyed it, to my surprise. Because of Trent's work.
This is one of the... This is the first time in a long time that I've given a thumbs up to a Wardlow match.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And I... it's hard to say if it's because Wardlow stepped it up or because, you know, like, Trent is that good that he could pull a decent match out of, you know, out of the guy. I think it's a little
sandwich.
Bit a little column A, a little column B, mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. know. I just, you know, like Trent is just a really good worker, and they pulled out a really decent match. So yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. I also gave it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up from me as well.
Calder. Oh, of course.
Three ups. Three oops. Oh shit, Kat, are you sitting on my notes?
Uh-oh.
Oh no, here they are. Okay, good.
Whatever.
I was never going to be able to get them. She's in the comfiest position in the world, and it just wasn't going to happen. All right, so here we go. The next thing we have is Adam Copeland doing a promo in regards to his match with Minoru Suzuki, and it was damn good. Good promo.
The man can cut a promo.
Fucking A. Like, if you didn't want to watch that match, which of course you did, but if for any reason you somehow did not, I bet you changed your mind after that promo.
Yeah, he gave an interview, I want to say it was with Sports Illustrated, where he talked about like this Cope Open thing he's doing, where it's like an open challenge. And he was sort of like talking with Tony about like who else, you know, like who else could we bring in? Like, because a lot of it's about bringing up, you know, like new guys, giving them the rub and that sort. But then he's like, you know, you could do anybody who you want. And he was like, I don't know, Minoru Suzuki. And Tony reached out to him, and Suzuki was like, yeah. And they both just like lost it. They're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Well, I'm so excited.
Minoru Suzuki is pretty available. He doesn't work for anyone, and he'll go wherever for the money. So I don't know why anyone was surprised that it was able to happen.
I mean, like, because like, I don't think he was like in the States. Like, they have to like fly him out specifically for this. Not like he was touring around. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll swing by and do, you know, a thing over here too. Like, it was kind of a get, I feel.
I think it's funny. It's like he's like, Minoru Suzuki? And Tony's like, well, Minoru happens, little do you know that he's a personal friend of mine.
Da-da-da!
Picks up the phone.
Now,
done.
What I really find hard to believe is that Minoru Suzuki is a personal friend to anyone. He doesn't really give off that aura.
I don't know. I bet I could make pals with him. He seems like my kind of bloke.
Andy Kapp over
anybody
here.
Who shaves flames into their head.
Hells yeah.
He's got to be a great friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that was a great promo, and I thumbsed it up. We all
same.
Thumbs this. We all thumbs this. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Grit your teeth.
Okay, then we've got that was great. Okay, then we have Renee. She's on the stage above the ramp, talking to Diana Perazzo and Toni Storm. Now they split screened.
Yes, this. They did.
So that half yes, that Toni Storm was on is black and white. I was like, I love this.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this more often with all kinds of weird shit? Like, this is great. Anyway, so the whole thing was this was the funniest, the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Diana Perazzo. I liked everything she brought to the table here as well. But Toni was so fucking funny and just bizarre. I was like, dude, this just gets better and better.
Pretty good.
I will twist your lip so hard you'll need an epidural.
Oh, goodness. Just magnificent.
She's got the same tattoo as Diana Perazzo. Mm. Lest you thought it was a joke or a lie that they were friends. They indeed were friends. They at least toured together. Maybe it was a tour tattoo that everybody got. I don't know.
Toni.
Well, she said that she lived with her for a while. So
yeah.
Toni said that Diana could take her tattoo and shove it in her butthole. Which I don't think you can do with a tattoo.
Blow
it right out of your bum hole.
Yeah.
If you think I'm not going to fucking
write that
document
down.
That word for word, you were very much mistaken.
Yeah. I mean, we need to know what to say to our moms on Mother's Day. So this is great research for us. Why am I like this today? I don't know.
I mean, the same reason that I'm middling everything. It's just one of those weird ass days.
Everybody's in a mood.
It is a weird ass day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely in a mood. Oh, here's something I'm in a mood about.
Oh.
You know, mood rings?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're
where are we going with this?
Around again, as they make an appearance every couple years or so. Only instead of mood rings, now they're called vibe checks.
Oh.
And I want to fucking, if I didn't want to burn the world to the ground to cinders and ashes before, this makes me want to do it again. But whatever, you know me, I overreact. So
it's been known to happen. Yeah.
Very balanced.
Can you imagine you burn the world to cinders and ashes over something like that? And when you're done, you're like, oh, shit. Now what?
I guess
it wasn't that big of a deal, huh?
Yeah,
oh, well.
That was unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, let's go look for some water. Anyways, I thought this was great. I gave it a thumbs up.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there was a goddamn shoe fight. Luther got kicked in the face.
One of the things that I really thought was cool was they brought up the fact that I didn't know. Apparently, Deanna Purrazzo was getting body shamed. I'm assuming this is online because that's everything.
They had to shut off the comments on the video of the match because people are like, yeah, she's sad. Bah, 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 bah.
What in the fuck is wrong with people?
I would expect that of WWE fans, but not AEW fans.
What I don't understand is like, you know, there are other women at AEW that are beloved. And no one has been like, what a fat chick. You know what I mean?
They probably have, but rightly been shouted down because fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. Also, like someone who's like a wrestler. Are you kidding me? There's a lot of guys that are wrestlers that are obviously strong.
Yeah.
But they also have a little extra. Because that probably happens when you're weight training and all this kind of shit. Like, you have to eat an insane amount of food to, like, maintain muscle, whatever. It's a bunch of bullshit.
If your job is to lift people up and throw them around, you look however the fuck you want.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Even if your job isn't to do that, you look however the fuck you want.
You know what? I draw the line there. I do want
only for vocational purposes.
Standards of I'm sorry, I need 18th century beauty standards held up for women.
That's fair.
For everybody else who's not a wrestler.
You're right. What was I thinking? I'm sorry, sir. I to you from now on. But anyways, I like that they at least brought it up to be like, and what I love was Tony being like, I'm sorry that they body shamed you when clearly there's so much more to shame you about.
Yeah, just done in a perfect way.
You know. Anyways, so yeah, big thumbs up.
Yes.
Yep. Same.
Then Mox cuts this promo and I mean knocks it so far out of the park, I forgot what we were doing. He's saying, you know, the first time you ever heard about Blackpool Combat Club, what's happened since? Like, we've had matches every single week. We win all the time. We don't even know how many matches we've had or how many titles we've won or this, that, the other. And it's like, yeah, you forget. You forget, oh, right, they had, I think they had trios belts at one point. I know they had tag belts. Just Mox had the championship belts at one point while they were, you know.
And there's so much value to being in that place where, like, you don't lose any heat for losing a match. You're always regarded as a threat, and there was, you know, like, no one ever goes to a match going, oh yeah, these guys are gonna lose. You're like, yeah, but they could win this one.
Yeah.
And lose a lot and still, you know, convey that sense. It's so helpful for, you know, the Federation and just, you know, just for entertainment's sake.
The Federation.
Mm-hmm. I don't Starship know why I said Enterprise. That. It must be because I'm watching too much Star Trek
now.
Yeah.
Go
on.
I gave it a thumbs up. Yes. It was just really good.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I middled it.
Wow.
I don't know. It's what I wrote down.
You're and going even, through a like, middle thumb crisis.
Yeah.
I must be at that time of my life. I'm going through menopause.
Oh, boy.
You know, what's funny is that menopause, you can also do the wordplay of menopause.
A person hand, who has paws.
Hand paws.
Hand paws,
a male person who has paws.
Hand, yeah. Like, mano.
I'm a man of paws, don't you know?
But like,
that was my Irish.
Okay.
Mano y mano is like hand to hand, but everyone misquotes it saying man to man. And it's like, no, it's Spanish for hand to hand, you fucking jackwits, but whatever.
Wow, you have a lot of strong feelings about the Spanish
everything?
Language.
A lot of anger.
Everything is what you meant to say. When I choose to, can summon the rage of thousands for no reason at all. Just because I'm talking, because my mouth is open. I can just start spouting things I'm really not all that upset about. But I do think it's funny and it is a little disturbing to be like, why don't people just say hand to hand?
Calder. Does she even know what she's saying, or is her mouth just running?
I think later we'll find out she was blacked out at this point.
I get the same sensation, yeah.
Like they find my body. It's like, I had no idea I was talking to her that whole time. I didn't realize she had passed on, and we were dealing with the ghost of some gripey old witch.
Gripey Old Witch is the name of my crust punk band.
That's the name of my tarot services.
I frankly feel a constant low-level revulsion at the idea of crust punk because I'm just imagining like all the fluids soaking up their clothes.
Well, yeah, that is basically what's happening. It's just dirt.
Just dirt.
Just dirt. Constant. Levels of dirt.
It's just very upsetting. Oh, like, you imagine some hardcore punk shitting their pants and not doing anything about it. I'm like, I don't like that.
Well, they'd probably throw them out or replace it. Like, I bet a crust punk, here's my imagination.
Okay.
Because I've been friends with so many. If that were to happen, they cut out the shit parts and then, like, take, say, like an old beat up shirt or part of a cargo pants or part of a bag or something else that they have, sew it with dental floss, a patch, you know, to patch it up. That's what they'd do.
Okay.
I just want you all to know that I have absolutely checked out of this conversation.
Why?
I am not listening to a word you're saying. This is just kidding. It is the opposite of that. Whatever unriveted it is what I am.
That one plane where there were no bolts on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the Alaska Airlines flight out of Portland.
Mm-hmm. That's frightening. All right, so then we got, oh, this was great. Ty Valkyrie and Johnny TV. Now, look, we got to see these motherfuckers in their absolute best element at the Barrio show. At Republic of Lucha, they were so perfect, and I 100% recommend if you have the chance to see them live, absolutely do. Of course, if you have the chance to see anything live, like, do it.
Yes.
But they were so fun and funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, beyond amazing.
Also, both enormous human beings. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. They're both like muscly towers.
Yes.
Yes. Because
they were inches away from us as they were beating the shit out of each other on the ground of the parking lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they weren't hitting each other, but you know,
they were hitting other folks.
People know what we're yeah.
Okay. Yes, they.
But yes. So here it is. Taya Valkyrie and Johnny TV are reintroducing themselves, and they've sort of rebranded, which I enjoy.
Yeah.
And Taya is like a much better promo than other ones. It oozes with personality. This whole new character, this thing with Johnny TV, it's much more their brand. It's much more their style. And it's the type of fun and excitement that you expect from Taya. And I'm excited because, like, I think we're going to get it. And that's what I was hoping for. And I'm really looking forward to it. Though, yeah. So Taya said something. I can't remember. And Johnny TV says, no butts, no cuts, no coconuts. And I was like, I fucking love them.
Yeah, their chemistry and repartee was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's always a crapshoot when you got the smoochy couple.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times that just falls flat.
Yeah.
Both of these folks have so much charisma and just, you know, great.
I'll tell you what, it really puts Ty Mello and Sammy Guevara to shame.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, sorry, guys. They're doing it better. I don't know how. I don't know why. Maybe because they just are better.
Just better. It's better.
I think everyone knows that Brazilians just don't have a lot of color, like, to their personality. So, like, that's probably the blame.
Yeah, yeah. Understated.
I love you. You say you better. You better. You better. You bet. That's a song. That's a real song.
I know. I am familiar with that song.
Yeah.
Why now? Why in this?
I said they're better. I said the word better. So then I did it to myself. Yeah.
No, well, that is where we are. It's the day we've had.
I think Teresa took Smilex today.
Man,
what did I take? Meh X.
Yes,
I did thumb this up though because I thought it was great.
Wow.
Oh, there we go. There's a kink in the armor.
A what?
A kink in the armor.
A kink? Like a kink in a hose?
Yeah.
Is it like a real long, straight piece of armor?
Yeah, isn't that the term?
No.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's kink in the armor. Although, like...
You racist. You filthy fucking racist.
You would have said that...
How dare you?
You would have said it in
my house. In my house? No. I was actually waiting for one of you to say it so that I could call you. And either Teresa just completely forgot, or she was way smarter than you and got you to dragged it out of you.
I forgot. But I'd like to take credit for being smart.
No. You go, girl.
I would just say that context is extremely important with that word.
Yeah, right. Okay. Da, 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 da. Oh, wait, Swerve versus Jeff Hardy. Now this, okay. Jeff Hardy was so out of breath. I felt bad for him because look, I know by the time, if it were me, by the time I got into the ring, I would have spent all energy and oxygen my body could possibly muster. Yep. So I am not one to talk, but it makes me feel bad for the people that are having a hard time. So seeing someone so out of breath through the whole match really kind of like, it made me feel bad. And it's hard to stay in it. Matt Hardy was working his ass off getting the crowd to chant anything at all.
Yeah.
They did do a decent job at Whose House, Swerve's House at the beginning. And then he got them to chant Hardy's House or something. And like, Hardy's, Hardy's. But like, it was like, Whose House, Hardy's House or something like this. I don't know. Or Jeff's House. I'm not really sure anymore.
The crowd probably got momentarily excited about Hardy's, the restaurant.
I wrote it down as Hardy's, the restaurant, is the funny thing too. Because that is how much that part of the country, Hardy's exists there. So I'm sure they were like, damn, you know what I need? I need some fries and ice cream from Hardy's. Which, by the way, fries and soft serve ice cream, like fast food fries, salty fast food fries, and soft serve vanilla ice cream, very delicious together. Mm-hmm. If you've never done that after school, you should give it a try.
Only after school, though.
Yeah, that's when you really are like, all food is the best food. anyways, but Swerve was such a pro. He did a very good job selling things during this match. He did a very good job being flustered and frustrated at not winning right away and all this kind of stuff. I mean, he does win, which is inevitable. But I was like, boy, he's such a pro to even like pretend like this is a challenge.
This match was really frustrating to me because you shouldn't even ask Swerve to have to do that because that –
That's what I was thinking.
Like, it doesn't, like, it's not gonna, like, it's not gonna do Jeff Hardy any good, and it's only going to hurt Swerve.
Well, I thought maybe because he's, like, you know, probably really popular in the region, the Hardys, and maybe because Swerve is, like, has a lot of respect for the Hardys, that, like, this is probably why he's like, yeah, man, I'll do it.
Also, the Hardys have been complaining that they've been poorly booked. So, you know, like for Jeff, this is absolutely fantastic. You get to have a match with, you know, like one of the top stars. Like,
yeah,
certainly for sure. the quickest rising star. On the other hand, yeah, why Swerve got to do this? Because if Jeff can't be bothered, Jeff has been doing this for a long time. He's given his body to the business and, you know, he's got all of these issues that he's overcome and great on him. Like, what a story. But he's getting old and he can't really move much anymore. Mm-hmm. And you'd say like, well, you know, like there's, you know, like he should still be, you know, accorded the respect of, you know, all of his years of experience and whatnot. But I mean, fucking Sting moves better than him.
No, absolutely.
Well, Sting is also very well protected with Darby. And so if they couldn't get, I mean, what they should have done is paired Jeff with someone who's faster so that you, and it gives Jeff a break here and there.
I mean, they were doing it for a while, but then Private Party got back together. So
they lost their buffer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that that's more of the thing that I felt bad for Jeff too. Is like they should have had someone else doing the bulk of this for him, not, you know, just because.
If you're going to fucking complain,
yeah,
then you better be ready to step up to that plate. They were like, okay, you're up to bat. And then you whiff, whiff, whiff.
Yeah,
it's a bummer. And I don't know why Matt wasn't – well, I guess it was a singles match. But it's like, is Matt still injured?
I don't know.
I mean, like the both of them are probably continuously injured in some way.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that's true. I wish that was on my resume so that
continuously injured.
Everyone would leave me alone. Oh, don't worry about Teresa. She's always injured.
See, tore her ACL or an MCL or MCU. Something's torn. Just let her be.
Tore her MCU.
Yep.
Missouri College University.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's what that stands for.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the first thing anyone in the United States will think when you say MCU. It's Missouri College University.
Sure. So anyways, I middled it. Yeah, it wasn't the worst thing, but it wasn't all that great. But yeah.
Honestly, I think I have to down it.
Oh, I mean, I understand. I certainly understand. It was, yeah, a little frustrating.
Yeah, I can't do that to Swerve, but yeah, I understand too.
All right, so then we've got Renee. She's talking to Hangman. I guess who interrupts?
Whose
house? Swerve's house.
Yeah, baby.
So this is still a thing. It's still happening. It's not going away anytime soon.
I honestly, I am surprised at myself because I would not have expected to still want it after that that match.
The bloodiest of blood matches.
Well, I think.
But God damn it. Like, I see them and I'm like, yeah, I want to see this again. I believe, you know, that they're both just like stare daggers at each other. And like it, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the absolute.
You were saying something, Caller?
Oh, I was going to say, I think that we all hope and pray that we get to smell their blood in the air again sometime in the future.
Oh God, that was gnarly, man. It was so fucking gnarly. But yeah, it makes sense because the transgression Swerve committed is so insane. Like going to someone's house, speaking over their child's crib. That's fucking insane, dude.
Yeah, that's a crime.
Like, how'd you get inside? Is anyone else there but they're asleep? Or did they leave and, like, leave the baby behind? Like, that's weird. Did they go to Hardee's to get some ice cream and fries and just were like, oh, let's not wake the baby? You know what I mean? Like, it's like there's so many questions there.
Yeah.
But then the fact that he did it, it's like, well, yeah, obviously beating the shit out of the guy as much as you have would still not be enough because he broke into your house or something, like found the Heidi key, you know, whatever the fuck happened that got him there.
It's in the fake dog do.
Oh, man, I wish if they make Heidi keys and dog do. That's what I'm getting.
They absolutely do that.
Well, then, done. Here, Dad. I'm only thinking of you. Not anything that I might think is funny. Okay. So, yeah. So I just thought this was great. I thumbs it up.
Oh, yeah.
Also, weirdly, like, as transgressive as that act was, like, I kind of forget about it sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I'm so buying into their chemistry there that they just fucking hate each other and they need to beat the crap out of each other. So, respect all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part was when Swerve reminded him, like, that he had beaten him, like, in their last match. And then Hangman says, well, new year, new me, dumbass.
Yeah, that was funny. I mean, that should, anytime you can throw a dumbass in there, like dumbass. Incredulous dumbass. that's a good day.
Yes.
Any day you can do that is a good day. All right. So, ding, 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 ding. We've got Thunder Rosa versus Red Velvet.
Red Velvet is still just really hellbound on keeping up the apron.
The pretense of being a cook. I mean, if it were me, and it's not me.
Is it not you?
It's not me. By the way, never wrestled in my life. I'm sorry to have been fooling you this whole time. I would do something like have YouTube videos of baking, you know? I would like have a little weird label for them. I'd bring them in to work and give them to other wrestlers. And like, I would do that as part of like this whole gimmick because it's a fun gimmick. If you make it fun, right? And if you're going for the actual bakery bit to the point where you're wearing a goddamn apron, then I really want you to take it to the next level. Otherwise, I'm like, just wear a fucking cape. Like, what's the point? What is the point? Just wear a fucking cape or something, or do something entirely different. Red velvet sheets. Fuck it. Red velvet bell bottoms.
Sure.
Fuck it. You know, let's do something else because it's just kind of like, I don't know why that's so annoying to me.
What she's doing is exclusively a comedy gimmick. Like what they're doing now is like if you tried to do an intimidating version of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I feel like you've hit on something. I don't know what, but it feels like something.
I didn't follow you. What?
Well, no, like obviously Pet Detective is a silly concept, so it works in a comedy.
Yeah.
Like the same thing with Red Velvet. Like the idea that she goes to the ring in an apron and does like a stir it up motion. You know, like you remember that that Pizza Man like guy that we saw briefly like last year?
Oh, I right.
So. Yeah, like, he is cool.
Like, he doesn't come out pretending that he's going to scare anyone. Like, but Red Velvet, like, expects, like, herself to seem, like, imposing. Like, and it just doesn't work like that. Yeah,
exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes, this is the problem. This is the problem. So, I need her to bake cookies and whatever the fuck else, bake cakes, or just literally take everything super literally, like red velvet. Like she wears velvet pants, velvet tops. She sleeps
in a
velvet bed.
Oh my God.
Velvet.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get some, you know, weird oldies tributes going or something. I mean, I don't know.
I hear where you're coming from.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because otherwise it's like, well, let's just be imposing then. If you want to be imposing, as you say, because I think you're right there. That is a weird disconnect that's been driving me crazy. If you want to be imposing, then you can't wear the apron. Sorry. You can have cupcakes printed on your clothes, or you could have red velvet outfits, like wrestling outfits. The apron just is like, no, why? Maybe she could have a thing where like, I'm allergic to all materials except for red velvet. It's a medical issue.
That's a tough situation to be in.
Yeah, it is a very tough situation to be in. So all the more reason why she named herself Red Velvet. Just so that the costumers don't forget. Oh, right. She can only wear red velvet.
that would go along well with the other wrestler, like allergic to peanuts.
Yeah. Anaphylaxis.
Peanut man.
Her name's Anna. Anaphylaxis. Lactic or whatever the fuck.
Lactic acid. Yes.
Anaphylactic shock.
Anaphylactic shock.
Not lactic acid.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, it's the thing that comes from milk. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, my Lord.
What am I missing here?
I don't know if you're, like, winding me up or if you legit said the wrong thing and now are trying to pretend like you're winding me up.
Well, go back to the tape and figure it out.
All right. Anyways, this match, I liked it. What'd you guys think?
I liked it fairly well.
With all like, that talk about Red Velvet.
Mostly, like, obviously, like, having Thunder Rosa return is extremely exciting. So, like, so on that basis, the match is pretty strong.
Yes, I don't mean to overshadow that with my diatribe on fucking Red Velvet.
I mean, no, look, I love Thunder Rosa. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I'm getting you wrong.
She's got a lot of ring rust.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of mistimed stuff. And add to that, that she doesn't look as scary anymore. The full face paint makes her look a little like Harley Quinn. She's got blonde hair now, which makes her look a little less intimidating, which is all fine. Like, you know, you want to make a character choice and change. Good. But that combined with her not being as hard hitting in the ring as she once was. And, you know, like it's going to come back. It's not like I'm like, I'm done with her forever. But like this match was just severely underwhelming. Red Velvet is good, but mm-hmm. she's not good enough to like lift this match up from what it is, which is, I mean, I'm
plus
being
like,
charitable when I give this one a middle.
I mean, legit, all the women probably have a lot of ring rust, given that they're never allowed to fucking wrestle.
Hey, look, we've got two women's matches on Collision, so that's...
I honestly am like, who knocked Tony Khan out just long enough to like schedule all this before he woke up? Because
Tony was buried in the court filings against Vince McMahon, and when nobody was looking,
Serena Deeb walked in, walked back into work, bound and gagged him, booked two women. And she's like, this is as much as I can do before he kills me. As much as I can do before I get murdered by one of his assassins. So I'll do what I can, ladies.
Sidebar, did anybody read some of that lawsuit?
I only saw tweets in passing. Like, it sounds pretty bad.
What are you talking about?
Someone else is has filed a lawsuit against Vince. And it is grim.
What happened?
Like some of the stuff that she was has accused him of, like straight up, like locking the door and sexually assaulting her for hours. Like had a three-way with someone else, the unnamed third person, where he literally shits on her head.
Oh my god!
And then they keep having sex. He makes her go for like another hour and a half, and like just. Bonkers, over the top madness.
Yes.
And the thing is, this is the first, you know, like lawsuit where this kind of detail has gone through. You absolutely know that there have been many, many other women who were silenced.
Absolutely.
You know,
this was like their career. Yes. Mm-hmm. No one was willing to stand up for them.
And so, like,
or the ones that did had their careers ruined.
Yeah.
And so nobody else wanted to do it because it would ruin their career.
I hope that motherfucker just gets buried.
Just
unceasing.
Literally.
Like nonstop lawsuits. Just.
I hope a lot of women come out of the woodwork and are just like, oh yeah, that's why I quit wrestling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My whole fucking livelihood is gone because of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then the jury's like, oh, I think he should be locked away for the rest of his life. And yes. A couple other lifetimes on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Fingers crossed.
Here's hoping.
There'd be a lot of people in heaven being like, yay. Sorry to be so morbid about it, but I mean, it's true.
Mm-hmm. No, deserves it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I middled this. I was very excited to see Thunder Rosa, but I agree, it wasn't the greatest.
Yep.
Same.
All right. Then we've got, by the way, I middle our conversation. That's what I was middling. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. that makes a lot more sense. Yeah.
Okay. So then we have a really nice little in-ring promo with Darby Allin and Sting. And I was very happy because there was a guy there dressed like Sting, looked so much like him. And I know he probably hears that a lot. And so he was so excited to be like, I get to shake hands with Sting while I look like Sting. I mean, life doesn't get any better than that.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't. I mean, it's all bills from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was really cool. It was a really, you know, sweet thing Darby was saying. I liked what, you know, Sting was saying. And of course, they're looking forward to wrestling
for the tag championship.
Yeah, no. Ricky Starks and Big Bill. Sorry.
Yeah.
I brain farted. A tiny little fairy flew into my head and farted. And I don't know if you know, but that causes thought disruption. That's why fairies are a menace.
Oh, yeah.
And why
they're
kept outside of villages in Norway.
Understandable.
Outside.
Yeah. Stay
not
out.
Allowed in.
Mm-hmm.
But the Western world, we really haven't figured all this out yet. So
nope.
They're just running rampant, farting in our brains all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Farting in our heads. Get F's on our tests. Because they keep farting.
This feels like a very specific beef you have against the fairies.
It feels very personal.
It's a fart beef.
Yeah.
It's beefy farts. Ugh. Farty beefs.
They keep you out of Stanford or something?
Yeah, exactly. That was my trajectory. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's exactly where I applied.
I believe
did not get it.
I believe it.
Anyway. So yes. I don't know if we want to combine this with the next one or if it's its own thing. I mean, it was really long, so it's kind of its own thing.
No, it's its own thing.
I thumb it up.
Yes.
Yeah. I middled it.
Mm.
It was fine, but I've heard it before. And
It was just like a yay, let's remember Sting. It wasn't really meant to be anything new, right?
Yeah, I know. And well, that's the thing. That's when it's not, when it's just, you know, just sort of like there. That's how I'm going to
all right. Read it. I gotcha. Anyways. Okay. So the next, wait, Calder, what'd you do?
Oh, I thumbs it up.
What did you do, Calder?
What'd you do? Big Bill and Ricky Starks, they're responding to this promo in which Sting and Darby Allin mention their names. And they're like, oh, we're finally being recognized. Oh, great. Woo, finally. Doodly-doo. And it's like, well, of course, you guys are the tag champs. But I do agree with them, though. Like, they have been looked over, overlooked, as some people might say.
That's one way to put it. Sure.
Yeah, the better way to put it.
Yeah.
So they're excited. They're going to, you know, show off their stuff. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too.
I am too. And this one did work for me. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, basically the same old thing, but like they had some zip in it. And I was like,
sure.
Yeah, this makes me want to see that match more than I did before.
And that's our standard.
Yes.
That is my standard.
That's our new standard.com.
That's our new standard.com.
So I gave it a thumbs up.
Yes, me too.
Same.
Then we've got, Empire?
Mogul Embassy.
Mogul Embassy. Why did I want to say Empire?
Mogul Empire?
It's Star Trek. Mogul Embassy versus the Acclaimed.
Calder, do you want to tell her that the Empire is Star Wars, not Star Trek?
I'm not sure I could have said that.
Federation is Star Trek. You're right.
Yeah.
Federation. I was trying to do a callback and it didn't work.
Yeah, no, I could tell.
could you tell? Oh. Anyways, so Yeah, this was a fun match. What'd you guys think?
I thought the rap was pretty good.
Yeah, that was funny.
I mean, the end result of this Bang Bang Scissor Gang thing is we're going to unify the trios titles, which needs to happen. But it also feels a little bit like the MJF Adam Cole thing at the beginning, where you're like, well, obviously when I was going to turn on the other one, Jesus Christ, can we just get it over with already? Mm. Like I really like the Bang Bang Gang, and like I think they are like getting over to the point where like, yeah. Oh yeah, maybe we do need to turn them face, but also I really don't want to see that. I just need to see them as heels. So this all feels very off center for me, and I just hope they pull the trigger on the thing they're going to do soon. Because I like to see all of these people on the screen. I don't like to see them together like this. Although Taz did say Bang Bang Scissor Gang Jones, which is practically word salad, and it did make me smile.
Very good.
I definitely, let's see. I liked this match, but I do agree. I don't want the Bang Bang Gang to be face. Like, that does not interest me in the least. I feel like we need some good heels. And obviously, Adam Cole is sort of taking center stage. Oh, sorry. Taking center stage on that right now. But I don't know, man. I mean, there's lots of heels, you know. I know there's more than just these guys, but I don't know. They're the ones that show up on Dynamite the most, right?
Yeah.
The others, they have them spread out pretty good amongst the franchise. But I don't know. I just really like Jay White as a straight up villain. He's a funny villain.
Yeah.
He's a good villain. He can skate around a little bit like MJF does. But MJF can just flip-flop any day of the week and win the crowd over, like, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Jay White, I don't know if he's that, you know, dexterous. But definitely, I like the type of heel he is. And I just kind of don't want him to be a good guy. I don't want him to have a conscience.
Yeah.
You know? Anybody else?
Yeah, I tend to agree.
I've said my piece.
Calder?
No, I tend to agree with that.
Yeah. But also, this match was real good. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was a great match.
Poor Mogul Embassy is stuck in this weird situation where, you know, like, all of the belts are over here and they, you know, they kind of need something. I think they're all real good and, like, in the ring, you're like, oh God, these guys are monsters. Mm-hmm. But they're clearly second bananas. You know, like they're not going to win these belts from the Acclaimed or the Bang Bang Gang. So, yeah, but it still was a good match. And I liked this match and I thumbed up this
match. Absolutely.
Yeah, I thumb up the match. We have Serena Deeb.
Professor
doing a promo, and I was just when I heard, what was it, today or yesterday, we were talking about it, that Deeb was coming back.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yes. Mm-hmm. It's about time. I've been wondering where the fuck she was. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she was injured or she had other life
she
things
was
going
injured
on.
And then was just gone for a while. Like, they she just didn't bring her back. Stuff.
There was could a time when I understood
she was... I don't think so.
There was a time when I understood she was just in trouble for some reason.
Yikes.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
For saying exactly what's wrong to Tony's face.
Could be.
And Tony being like, fuck you. Get out of here. How dare you say that? You're wrong. And then cut to 2 years later and she's completely right, and he has no choice but to admit it.
Yep, yep. Sounds about right.
Anyways, I was very excited to see her. I can't wait to see her again.
Absolutely. And
you just need someone like her on the roster. That's all there is to it. You know what I mean? She's like a Jon Moxley, right?
Mm-hmm.
She does great promos. She does great work in the ring. And you just really don't – she has a lot of swagger when she walks into the room. You don't have to worry about her. You don't have to worry about where you place her or what type of person she's up against. Like, she's just, I don't know. I just feel like the women's division needs someone like that.
Yeah, well, she's a veteran.
Here she is.
And it's been said that the women's division doesn't have too many veterans. It has a lot of young women.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, big thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So now we've got Minoru Suzuki and Adam Copeland.
I thought you were doing Star Trek, but then
at first I thought maybe, and so I waited to join.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah,
smart.
Then I heard it. This is a great match, and I really thought Suzuki was going to win. Because, like, it's not going to take a shine away from Adam Copeland.
Yeah.
But I feel bad. They have Suzuki lose a lot.
Yeah.
And it's kind of annoying. It's like, I don't know, we invited you here. The least we can do is let you win, you know?
You deserve better.
Yeah. But anyways, I really liked it, and I thumbs
it. Oh, it was a great match.
Yeah, it was super fun. Weird B-roll of Christian at the end there. I do not buy for a single second that he's actually watching this in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I'm wondering, because I can't remember. Did Suzuki win against Christian Cage? And that's why he's looking all disturbed?
Did he face Suzuki?
Well, the situation is that Minoru Suzuki's father is dead.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Not it.
Yeah. In fact, there's a solid chance that he murdered several fathers of his own.
That's probably true.
So they should be on the same side.
Yeah.
All things considered.
All things being equal.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my favorite thing to say in an argument. All things being equal, blah, blah, blah. If it makes sense to say that. Because obviously I can't just say that.
You could.
Yeah.
And I kind of expected that you would. You seem like the sort that would.
Oh, just say dumb stuff?
Yeah.
Just throw out dumb things out of context? Just
dumb things.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the vote of confidence. I appreciate it.
It's what I'm here for.
Anyway, okay. So where are we at? What's the numbers?
This is an 84% show. Despite the fact that I poo-pooed almost everything,
down anything.
No, I did not.
I did that.
Calder's the only
down.
Yeah, Calder's the only down. So, hey, was that a rainbow? Or was I also a middle on that one?
Well, going back to it. Nope. You and I were both middles.
Okay.
So. No rainbows today, only sadness. And yet still somehow 84%.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there was some really good stuff in here, so I walked away happy-ish.
It was a decent show. It was a decent show. We had some pops of excitement, some pops of color. There was something missing. I don't know what. I can't put my finger on it. Something. But you know what? There won't be another pay-per-view until March.
Yes. So thank goodness for that.
Exciting.
Raise some,
I'm like, thank God, I'll get to save a few bucks. Yeah. Jesus.
Well, we'll come over here and order pizzas next time.
Nice.
We'll order pizzas and Subway sandwiches. No, not Subway sandwiches.
Subway, Jesus.
No, what the? Sub sandwiches. I like Subway. But not Subway sandwiches.
I like Subway just fine. I don't know why everyone like rips on it so badly.
It's not that I don't like it. I just hate the company. So like at this point, I can't even eat there because that's how much I hate the company. Mm.
No, no.
Well, yeah. Like
I feel like a pedophile every time I eat there. Okay. Just like Jared, who used to pet his file feels penis files.
He'd peel his feet files. He his peeled file. His feet.
There's a joke in here somewhere. I know I'll get to it. How much time we have left on the show?
Again, keep working on that pedophile joke. Yeah, always funny. Yeah, never a waste of time. Keep thinking about it.
I think AE Double Back's tagline should be never a waste of time because there isn't a single wasted moment on the show.
Ding dong, ding-a-ling, ding-ding, ding-ding, ding-ding-ding-ding.